Yes, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay. I'm Victoria. This is my grandma, Catherine Nichols. What was it like growing up after World War II, and what was it like a factor in your life?
Well, I was born 4 years after the war ended, and it definitely was a factor in my life because my mother was German, and she came over with my father after the war. He had been a soldier in Germany.
An American soldier.
Yeah. An American soldier in Germany, and gone to war at the age of 18, and she was a teenager during the war, and she lost everything, and it changed probably the way she raised me and the way she looked at life. And she was a very frugal person, so I grew up being frugal, and I think that I learned an appreciation for everything I had because of the way my parents, what my parents had experienced. So after the war, you know, we were all the same. Everyone didn't have a lot. We were content. We didn't know that not having a lot was different. You know, it was okay because it was the way it was for everyone. We lived in a comfortable home, and we had, you know, my father went back to school and was educated because of the war. He was able to have the GI Bill, which was a real help. And it was a happy time. I think our parents probably wanted to make sure that we didn't hurt or suffer some of the things that they did, so they might have protected us a little bit more from life and the hurts of life.
Did Big Papa ever talk about the war?
He didn't talk about the war much. He talked a little bit more about it than my mother did. It was much harsher for her, and so only in later years did I learn more about what they both experienced.
Yeah, my history teacher said that he was talking to us, and he said his dad never talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever did. Like, nobody wanted to talk
about it. No, they didn't. They didn't really want to talk about it.
What were stories they did tell you? If they didn't tell you about the war, what did they tell you about when they told you stories?
Well, I guess my mother did share her, probably one of the hardest stories that she said. First of all, it, being a teenager and during a war, then things were not very normal. She didn't have a normal teenage life. She didn't, you know, go on dates and things like that because that wasn't happening. You know, you were just, it was survival. Mm-hmm. And she had a great fear of the bombs dropping. That was a nightmare that she experienced later in life.
Did she get scared during, like, the Cuban Missile Crisis and stuff?
No, she didn't. She didn't get scared about it. She was much more fearful of the Russians because when
Well, that was the Russians, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Well, the Russians coming into Germany. Yeah, because the Russians were the American allies, but in the part of Germany she lived in, they were more fearful of the Russians coming into their town, mm-hmm. which is exactly what ended up happening to her. The Russians did come into her town, and they burned her home, mm-hmm. And her mother and her two sisters and her grandmother fled into the woods, mm-hmm. and they lived in the woods. And they went from town to town and just basically survived. And the war ended not too long after that. And my grandfather came back to the town. He went from town to town asking. And, of course, as they would go from town to town, they would leave their name. And he was able to find them, which was just miraculous in itself. My mother being the oldest, being, let's see, she was 19 maybe at that time, took her grandmother, and they went on a train to Berlin because my great grandmother had a sister that lived there, and my mother told me about the train, and she said it was a cattle car, and it was just awful, and it was just, they were just loaded into this cattle car, and they only hoped they would get to Berlin. They didn't really, know. They were just trusting, and they did. And so my mother was able to get a job because she was trained as a secretary, and so she became a secretary. And she lived in back then they rented rooms, not in a whole apartment. You just rented a room from someone. And so she was renting a room. And my father, the war ended, and he decided to stay on and work for the military after the war. And he was stationed in Berlin. And that's how they met in Berlin. And then she began to learn to speak English. And she took English lessons from my dad's translator. And then 2 years later, they came to America.
Mm-hmm. Do you think growing up gets easier as it goes each generation? Like, do you think it was harder for them growing up than it was for y'all, and then harder for y'all growing up than it was for us?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My parents, even though my mother was in Germany and my father was here in America, they both experienced the Great Depression. And that was in the 1930s. And at that point, my daddy had already lost his parents as he was as a child, and was being raised by a sister and aunts that helped raise him too. But there was, there was a lack of anything, food, everything was very hard to come by back then. And he was very fortunate that he had one aunt that was married to someone that had plenty of money, and she was very caring and sharing. And she helped take care of them during that time. For many people, they didn't have anyone. It was just a really, really tough time. But again, it goes back to their, that time in their life made them who they were, made them to be mm-hmm. strong people. It made them to be self-reliant and independent and also, frugal and careful with their money. I mean, you didn't just waste things. You didn't waste food. You didn't waste money. You just didn't waste. And it all goes back to their childhood of what they mm-hmm. did. And then, of course, my generation came along and...
The hippies.
I was in that generation. I wasn't a hippie, though.
No Woodstock and party?
No Woodstock, no hippie. I was going off to college at that time, and I got married, and it was different. I was a lot more mature, probably. Mm-hmm. I think that my mother, I think that we were at that time. And when I think the fact that, at the age that you are now,
you were married.
I was getting fixing to get married.
That's scary.
And that was almost 51 years ago.
Yeah. Mm.
So yeah, and of course we didn't have the conveniences of today. Yeah. We had one car in our family, and we all had to learn to share. Mm-hmm. We grew up in a house of with one bathroom.
Yeah.
you were just really. You were not in your own world. You were in your family's world, and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I think that. Do you see that difference today?
Yeah.
I mean, everything's more. You you can do what you want to do all
it's
the time.
It's more individualistic than it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And every generation, I think, wants to give their children
a better life. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too.
And so we all make, you just look at your prom going, how much you're spending to go to prom, and that's probably as much as I spent on a wedding dress. So.
Yeah. All right. And that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Did that help you?
Yeah.